Hello, my friend. We're entering the second week of Advent as I take a little time and reflect with you on the readings and maybe on the moment of our day. In fact, I'm thinking from what I've heard from a friend of two that it would be wonderful if we really began with wonder and allowed that to fill us. There's so many wonderfully available apps, experiences that bring peace or thoughtfulness of practice to our hearts these days. And you may make yourself available to them, and I have looked around and spent some time with a few. Differently from these, though, and so I'm learning from others, I hope. I think I speed too quickly into ideas or reflections on the word. When the first disposition, the first place for our body and our breath is to be present in the moment. We really don't hear first with our minds, but our bodies do hear. We've been given the body, the functions of our different organs, our sense of smell and taste and touch to receive. But there's a slowing down that you and I know that you and I would call each other to at the end of these, where we would be then saying, be still and know that I am God. For a number of reasons, I think it's good that we start there. And we might continue to start there. Because as many great teachers would tell us, we're always beginning. So to have a beginner's mind and soul, body, is to breathe almost like for the first time. To breathe with great gratitude and greatness. Feel ennobled by the fact that you and I can breathe, we're alive here with everything around us. Again, I'm watching the chickadees in their morning feeding here, and I'm grateful for them and the other signs of life here as winter begins, shows herself and in fact is deepening. At the same time, in this part of our Advent journey, a voice cries out in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the wasteland a highway for our God. Every valley shall be filled in, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. And it continues on, this preparation, which is really the pause, the finding the place we want to sit or walk or be right now. Maybe moving a pillow around behind your head or situating ourselves in the chair. You might hear some crinkling from me once in a while. I tend to move a scripture passage here, and I realize this little iPhone does a great job of picking everything up. Am I allowing my settling in to begin to pick up on, listen to, the subtleness of God's great voice speaking out of the desert? Not judgment, certainly not condemnation, but the invitation to clear the way for a new life that's coming our way. That passage from Isaiah begins with a beautiful line, comfort, give comfort to my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem. Proclaim to her that her service is at an end. In other words, all that she went through in reparation and penance is complete. And now there's a fullness of life promised us. And we almost deny that. It's almost, no, I got a lot more I got to clean up or do or straighten things out. And I'm of that mindset, and I'm of that activity often. So we end up doing what we're doing right now, which is sitting down, settling in, opening our hearts, beginning to breathe in half-settled days in the midst of incomplete lives that are leaning towards completion. that grow to their fullness in the way in which you and I live them out. From a place that is called the desert sometime, which blossoms, as you might know, and I've reflected on it here in the springtime with absolutely incredible blooms. But right now, that desert in ourselves is coming alive. It will, you know, if we listen. And so our simple stillness today becomes that desert. Not a wasteland. That's very different. But a land when rains come and water flows, when the living waters come that were promised, will bring forth new life in each of us and we to our world around us. So as we begin to walk further into Advent and know that that word means come, come, Lord Jesus, come, Savior, come, comfort for your people, come, Shepherd, and pick us up and carry us, as this Isaiah passage ends, that we might feel that yearning and longing deep within us, but with hope rather than anxious nervousness that we almost stir within ourselves. We return to breathing. We turn to quiet. We return to the desert that we find out is a fertile place of images and dreams and promises, out of which comes the Savior, out of which comes the proclamation from John the Baptist that a Savior is coming. A voice of one crying out in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. Let us be still and know that God is here. Be still and know. Be still. Be. A blessed Advent day to you. Rich and full waiting and longing. And the joy of God's already arrival in our